The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Do we soar like eagles or do we cluck like chickens? That's right. Also, a big key in giving. And finally, why top center is wiser than left or right.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 972-445-0770. There will be trivia today. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, John Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to start off with. Our number one thing that we will start off with is our sponsor. We want to give big props to our sponsor for Benefit Link.
Here I come to save the day.
I got a peaceful.
Nice recovery. All right, Wonder Julie doing a great job of recovery. Benefit Link, so they're the peaceful, easy feeling. Why? Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program, but another fact is Medicare can be confusing, doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors. So the Benefit Link exists, now watch this, for a zero-cost service to help seniors to navigate their Medicare options. No cost. They're just advocates for seniors, and they direct people on an everyday basis. So you don't have to pay. They just go, this is good, this is not good, this is good, this is not good. TheBenefitLink.com. That's their website, TheBenefitLink.com. Now, we switch phone numbers, and you're thinking, relax. It's 10 numbers. You can do this. 817-678-8660. 817-678-8660. Just got their commercial done, so you'll be hearing that a lot more. The Benefit League is passionate about providing peace of mind, and Diana, who's the owner, who runs it, who created the whole program, going to be in the studio, if not this week, it's going to be mid-part next week, so I'm looking forward to that. It's very simple, zero-cost service to help seniors navigate their Medicare options. If you're like going, okay, that's just too much information for me, then go to davidspoonmedia.com, and there's a link under Best Sponsors in the World. Okay? All right. That'll make that easy. Number two. Nice recovery, by the way. That was good. It's Monday. Come on.
I just figured I'd play them all.
Yeah, play them all at one time, and I'll just start throwing stuff
got
up there.
Covered.
There you go. Today, by the way, you know what today is? There's a holiday today. It's not a big one.
I do not.
Teddy Bear Day.
Oh, nice.
Teddy Bear Day. For those that don't know, Teddy Bear Day has some arguments as to its origin. President Theodore T.R. Roosevelt Jr., the teddy bear apparently named after him in the U.S., but it simultaneously was made in Germany. So the problem with that is I don't think people in Germany went, let's make a teddy bear. So there's some confusion there. It's Teddy Bear Day. I mean, I had a teddy bear. Okay, I didn't have a teddy bear. I had a fake teddy bear, not a real teddy bear. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was something that they said was a teddy bear. All I can think of is what I got my kids, that Teddy Ruxpin thing that had the little cassette tape inside its, I got that for my kids. And then we figured out how to record over it so you can put any tape in there. That's right, I did that. So you can know. Joshua, I really love you. Clean your room. Right, I'm not stupid. Okay. By the way, I did see my son yesterday. We went shooting. He has become quite the archer. He now at 20 yards, so 60 feet. It's not long, but he's got this long-term goal. He's doing the about the size of a can of paint circles about 20 yards away, and he's nailing it like within 2-3 inches of the bullseye. I hit my first bullseye. I was very proud. Of course, I did it while I was looking in another direction and talking to somebody, so I don't know if that counts. I will also say two other things, and then we'll get into our teaching. We do have our trivia today. One, I did watch football yesterday. Did you watch any football? I watched some football.
I did. I saw the Cleveland Browns get whooped, and the Cowboys game was good.
Okay, the Cowboys game was good. Let me say this as a newer transplant into the Texas area, still trying to find my way, so everybody be patient. I thought the Cowboys' offense looked great. I thought their defense looked a little sluggish in that first quarter, I thought, but then they came around. Keep in mind, I'm from the Detroit area. I have the team that had an 18-point lead with 7 minutes left and ended up having to settle for a tie in overtime, but I'm used to it. So it's like, and then the Browns, every time I think Detroit's bad, I just think, yeah, but it's not, they're not the Cleveland Browns.
We have high hopes.
Yeah, keep hoping. And I did watch a few minutes of the Pats. And you can say whatever you want about Tom Brady. Guy can throw a football. It's like boom, 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 boom. I'm like, wow. And then the last thing I'll tell you before we get into our teaching is I did something today I'm doing every other day now because I'm fat. And that is I'm doing 8-minute abs. You ever done 8-minute abs? You ever seen that video? It's great. The song is really Julie's dying. No wonder Julie is dying. She thinks that's the best. Here's what I think they should do about 8-minute abs. They should change the name to 8-minute bads because it's 8 minutes of ow, ow, ow. And the guy's sitting there going, you can do it, gang. Keep going. These are easy. These exercises are easy and they're fun and they're effective. It's pretty much at this point that you're commenting to the TV. And this guy did this video 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I need help, folks. You like that, did you? Apparently you like that. All right, let's get into our first teach discussion. Very well-known verse for most of you. It is going to be something that you're familiar with, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I'll read three different translations to give you a little bit of flavor. The New International Translation, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. English Standard Version, those who wait for the Lord, so as opposed to hoping in the Lord, those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. And then the other one I wanted to throw in your direction was the Christian Standard Version. Those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not become weary, and they will walk and not faint. You're sitting there, and you must be there with me thinking, well, wait, one translation says wait. Another says hope. Another says trust. What's the deal? Thank you for asking the important question. So the scripture that says those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, that word wait, which is also hope and also trust, is in the Hebrew kava. Now that's important, and I want you to understand why that's important. The word kava can mean to wait or to look eagerly for, to lie in wait for, to wait for or to linger for. I was thinking about the lingering. You know, sometimes you linger around at the end of a movie or maybe a sporting event, that kind of thing. Here's what it means, and this is a paper I wrote in one of my publications. It says this: they that wait on the Lord. The word rendered wait upon here, kava, denotes properly to wait in the sense of expecting. When it says wait on the Lord, it's not just telling you to be patient and to sit there and to make sure there's no wax in your ears. It's telling you to have a weight of an anticipation. I think a great way to say that would be if you're somebody who grew up with a family that did Christmas, I think there's an anticipation to Christmas morning for kids getting gifts, right? A sense of expecting. When you have a birthday party and you got gifts, you're expecting something cool to be in those presents, maybe something different than Hanukkah Harry would give, something better than socks and pencils. The phrase to wait upon the Lord means to wait for his help. It's to trust him and to put our confidence in him. Now watch this. This is where you get into the depth of the word. It's applicable to those who are in circumstances of danger or of want, and those who look to him for his merciful interposition. Here it properly refers to those who are suffering a long and grievous captivity in Babylon and had no prospect of deliverance but in God alone. The phrase is applicable also to all who feel they are weak, feeble, guilty, and helpless, and who in view of this put their trust in Yahweh. The promise or assurance here is general in nature, and it is applicable to his people now as it was in the times of the captivities in Babylon. Here's the bottom line. There is an expectation when you're waiting upon the Lord for his deliverance. Now, perhaps it has to do with your circumstance being one of danger, and maybe it has to do with your situation being one of want. Or perhaps it has to do with feeling weak or feeble, or hopeless to some degree, or guilty, or helpless. So to wait on the Lord is to have an expectation that that's going to be resolved. That the Lord is going to resolve it, and only the Lord can resolve it. That's what it is to wait on the Lord. To wait on the Lord does not mean to go in the corner and suck your thumb and say nothing to anybody and just pray that the months of the calendar just go whizzing by like in a movie. That's not what's going on. What's going on is an anticipation that there will be deliverance by the hand of God in a situation that is beyond your control. You kava, you wait with expectation for a deliverance and for the hand of God. It's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. I think every time we think wait upon the Lord, all we think about is the patience part. It's also to trust, it's also to hope. So you can say be patient, trust, hope, all in one word. Kava, for the Lord. Because the answer, the solution, and the redemption are coming through him. But you got to look for it. Those that wait upon the Lord, those that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. What is the David Spoon Experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. I want to thank everybody. We've received a couple of emails in last week, and I really appreciate it. They're really encouraging. You get an email and somebody just shares with you, hey, it's a blessing. It's cool. That really is kind of cool. Just to let you know. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Just a self-standing website. It's got, I think there's 2,400 hours of podcasts up there. Pretty tough not to find a subject. If you want to cover a subject, we probably have covered it to some degree, especially church, theology, practical Christian living, all of it. That's right. We even talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the Christian realm. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Those are additional ways to get there, get some of the information that we're promoting and encouraging. Don't forget, all of our sponsors can be linked, or are linked, and not can be linked, but are linked to davidspoonmedia.com. So if you hear something, you're like, that's cool, but I don't really know how to get there. If you get there through davidspoonmedia.com, it's pretty simple. Okay? All right. Having said all of that, let me give Wonder Julie one small warning. There is a minor possibility that we will get to a Bible baloney beatdown, but a minor. I just kind of, it's like 2 out of 10, just to let you know. This segment brought to you by Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right,
that's because Mr. Restore works on fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in the entire area. Here's the thing. You got something going on and it's a disaster. You don't want to sit there and go, who am I supposed to call? You're supposed to call Mr. Restore. You get that? Mr. Restore. That's who you're supposed to contact. And you can get to them by MrRestore.com. That's going to be the website. It's pretty straightforward. If you go to Google and type in Mr. Restore, it's going to come right up. You can always call them, 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Let's just tout a few of their great elements that will help encourage you. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all insurance companies. They are A-plus rated with the BBB, over 50 years of restoration experience, and thousands of happy customers. That's a lot. Family-owned and operated, 24/7 emergency response, and on-site within 60 minutes. You got something going on? I say, you need help now. I mean, if your whole living room is in a whirlwind, you need help now. Get what I'm saying? Mr. Restore at MrRestore.com. 877-631-7576. Let's throw out our trivia question. I'm trying to figure out if I should do the harder one or the easier one. Let's do the easier one. Joseph interpreted dreams of two people that worked for Pharaoh, okay, when he was in prison, thrown in there because of Potiphar's wife falsely being accused. Not a lot of writing about him complaining about that. Anyway, Joseph, he interpreted the dreams of two of Pharaoh's officials. What were their jobs? What were their jobs? What did they do for Pharaoh? 972-445-0770. So up to now, I think I've been limited in some of my political discourse. I feel very strongly that while everybody is out there shouting this, that, or whatever, you know, I'm just looking at Joshua, who's the leader of Israel in the book of Joshua. And, you know, before he's going to go into the battle of Jericho, he has this discussion with an angel, and he says straight to the angel, this is the leader of the people of God. Okay, I just want to make sure you know who this is. This is the guy that served under Mo. He was with Caleb when they went and did the spying. He's the person that took over to lead the people of God, meets the angel, and he says to the angel, are you for us or for our enemy? And what did the angel say to him? He said, neither. I'm for the army of the Lord. It's like, what? It gets preached on or taught on from a political perspective, never. And the point of that is to make sure that you keep it right and keep it where it needs to be. So I want to talk about something in Acts chapter 20, verse 34 and 35. But then I'm going to drop in part of the reality check that goes with it, because a lot of people will take a passage and try to politicize it, good, bad, or indifferent. We know that Pete Butterjam came up with some weird thing the other day. I'm going to totally obliviate that, because that guy, I mean, this is a guy that's quoting scripture completely for political gain, zero connection. Maybe he should read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, when it talks about following another Jesus, because that's what that guy's doing. He's not even close to the Jesus Christ of the Bible, period. But the bottom line is, I want to talk about the giving and the idea of that process in our society. Let's just go with Acts chapter 20, verse 34 and 35. Says this, you yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. And everything I did, I showed you this by the kind of hard work we must do and help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, saying, it is more blessed to give than receive. All right, now watch. I'm going to kind of pull this back and dissect it. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, what do you say? Hard work. What? Hard work. We must help the weak. What? Help the weak. What? This kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So first and foremost, I'm going to give props to an old, old spokesman for the kingdom of God. You might not like him. I don't care. But he said, he preached a great message one time. His name was Jerry Falwell. And he said, the church hates a four-letter word. Work. W-O-R-K. He wasn't talking about for salvation. He was just talking about in general, life in general. People don't like to work. It's like, okay, well, here Paul says, by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself, who said, it's more blessed to give than receive. So let me set this up. Hard work. We're supposed to be working hard. We're supposed to be working as unto the Lord. Now, does that mean that everybody's supposed to do a form of manual labor? No. But you know, and I know, I'm just going to say it, and then she can get mad at me later. Wonder Julie knows. All of us know. We know when we're taking our few extra minutes and getting through it. We're not dumb. I know when I put the time in for the show and when I skirt by and go, yeah, I talked that before. I'd just teach it again. Right? We know what hard work is. And then we also understand what's being said because we're supposed to help the weak. People that can't do it, that are unable to do it. Not people that are lazy. There's nothing in there that says support the lazy. There's no passage. Thou shalt support the lazy in all thy doeth. That's not in there. But you're supposed to help people that are weak and that need help in that process. And it says, and then he quotes Jesus and says, and it's a quotation of Jesus. It's not necessarily a New Testament relationship, but it's obviously something that was well known. More blessed to give than to receive. Giving is a fantastic gift that the Lord enables people to do. My son asked me just the other day about giving. I was able to tell him, you know, my take on it. But he's going to have to come before the Lord and determine from Scripture what the right take is. But here's the problem. The problem is in politics, they're not looking for giving. They're taking. Do you understand the difference between giving and taking? They don't believe that regular people can give in any efficient or sufficient manner, so they believe they should be in charge of spending. And I can only simply ask you this question. How's that going? Well, you know, it was really going bad 5 years ago. It's been going bad for 100 years. And what's the real problem here? Here's the real problem. You still have to love me. I'm a brother in the Lord. Ready? Corporations and government are run by little poodles. No. Okay. Corporations and government are run by little hamsters. No. Corporations and governments are run by people. Government is run by people. Corporations are run by people. They're all people. Sinful people running anything ruins it. So when they sit there and they say, and I've watched this, they say, well, we're going to take the money and we're going to tell people how to spend the money, like some of the Democratic nominees. The only question is, what makes you a better determiner of where funds should go? Who ordained you to be the best of the givers? None of them are really that good at giving. Why are they then in charge of people's money and spending it? It makes no – it's just one of those things where you look at it and you go, all you people are deaf. You've lost your minds. Look at the Lord encourages us to give, to give cheerfully. When you give to your church, you give it unto the Lord. If the church misspends it, that's not going to be your liability. Your credit with God is solid. There's no question there. The idea is to help the weak. The idea is to advance the kingdom, to bring the fruits into the house of God. But guess what? We give it and you lay it down, and it's voluntary. But what they're talking about and what they want to do has nothing to do with voluntary at all. They're going to take it and tell you how it's going to go. Sinful man being just sinful yet again. Take a short break. Come back. I want to further on this point. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM. What is the David Spoon Experience?
For the president of Focus on the Family, when you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now, you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, the website, davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook, David Spoon Media, YouTube, David Spoon Media. A lot of David Spoon Media stuff there. This segment brought to you by our good friend Dr. B. Dr. Brandon Brown, the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson. Here's what we call him. We call him Dr. B. Why? Because it's Brandon Brown, so he goes by Dr. B. So much so that his website is drbrandonbrown.com. Dr. for doctor, Dr. Brandon Brown. drbrandonbrown.com. You can reach him at 972-454-9362. I'll give you a dollar if you can remember that without me repeating it. That's funny. 972-454-9362. Here's the key. DrBrandonBrown.com. Go to DavidSpoonMedia.com. Click on the sponsor link. Get in touch with him. He'll give you a good deal. If you're a person who's got a lot of snap, crackle, and pop going on in your body when you're walking around like my wife was having, then you really want to talk to Dr. Brandon Brown. I don't think I can endorse somebody better than saying I send my wife there. Or let me rephrase that. She tells me she's going there, and I say, okay. That's a better way to say that. Our trivia question, which we didn't get a response to, so come on, you guys can do this one. Joseph interpreted the dreams of two of Pharaoh's officials. There it is. There it is. I just had to repeat it. Okay. Two of the Pharaoh. Okay. There we go. All right, see how that works? I just got to ask you guys. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Samson.
Hey, Samson. How are you?
Very good. Oh, I've been waiting. Somebody could answer again.
That's all right. You don't have to wait. You can always call in. So you go, brother. So
Then I remember. Okay. I need to share a testimony with you.
Oh.
You remember, like a few weeks ago, I was so worried about my job.
Yes. Yes.
And thank God, like a lot over the weekend, like last Friday, my boss created another job position, so now I'm secure. So I just want to praise God and thank you for praying for me.
What a testimony! Excellent. That is really, really cool. Yeah, I just love that people are praying for you, and that, look at, the Lord already took care of that, kind of answered you, got it coordinated, got a job for you. That's a great, great testimony. Share that with as many people as you can.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty is, like, even I didn't have to approach the leader to twist their arm, but they just signed something, and they created this job so that I will be secure. I was so blown away by the Lord's grace.
Praise the Lord, man. That is awesome. I rejoice with you, brother. I completely rejoice with you.
All right. The answer of your question is, like, one was a bread bearer and the other was a wine bearer.
That's correct.
Yay!
All right.
So one was a bread bearer or a baker, and one was a wine bearer or the wine dude. Went really well for one and not so good for the other, huh? Excellent job, Samson. I'm super, super happy that the Lord blessed you. That is great.
Thank you
news.
So very much for praying for me.
You got it, brother. God bless you.
All right. God bless and keep it up the good work.
All right. Thank you, my friend. All right. Boy, that's great news. Samson got an answer to prayer, got everything taken care of. The Lord's working with him. The reason I want people to hear that is because the Lord, it's not like he's, it's just going to do it for Samson. No. That's why we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. And what he's doing for him, he'll do for you, he'll answer prayer. He answers prayers. It's not a coincidence, I know. Oh, it's just a coincidence. Well, how come all those coincidences always revolve around prayer? Okay, just thought I'd throw that in your direction. Excellent news. What a blessing to hear. That's going to make the rest of my day, even though after all this I'm going to go to the gym and then cry. Hey, I'm working on it. I'm fat. Okay, all right. So you guys love me, or you have to love me, or if you don't love me, you get in trouble with the Lord, because you have to love your neighbor, you have to love your enemy, and then you have to love your brother and sister. So I'm in there somewhere. And that's my theory there. So I want to carry on a little bit. I'm going to use scripture. I'm going to be kind of forceful. I'm not trying to irritate anybody. My goal is not to offend you. It's just to state the truth. So one of the things that happened in the prior elections with Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, is he would say, you didn't remember that whole thing? You didn't build this. And then after he said, you didn't build this, there was a lot of conservatives that came forward and said, I did with my own, you know, blood, my own sweat and tears. I certainly did. And so there was a back and forth there, and people were getting mad at one another, and it was kind of ridiculous. And just recently, in the last week and a half or 2 weeks, Senator Warren – what's her name? Senator – it's Warren, right? Warren something?
Elizabeth. Pocahontas.
Okay. Oh, Pocahontas. That's it. Okay. That's why I couldn't remember, because I was thinking of the Disney film. Anyway, she did a repeat. She repeated what Barack Obama said. Now, if you've not figured out what's going on in politics, I'm just going to give you a head the curve. Hillary Clinton met with Pocahontas, and so now she's quoting Barack Obama. So have you yet figured out what's going on? So she's meeting with Hillary Clinton. She's quoting Barack Obama. Get it? Because the only way to win for the Democrats is to have something returned to the past, and so they're looking for that. It's just a tactical approach. It doesn't really matter. But anyway, so her big thing is you didn't build it. You have to share, you have to share, you have to share. Again, Elizabeth Warren has not read Matthew 20:15, which Jesus gives the parable of the workers in the vineyard. And as the illustration, he said, it's my money as the owner of the vineyard, and I'll do with it whatever I want. That's one passage. And then in Acts chapter 5, verse 4, when Ananias and Sapphira lied about the whole thing, regardless that they lied and died, Peter said, well, it was your money. You could do whatever you want with it. So there's this scriptural evidence that says you get to do whatever you want with it. But that's not the problem. First of all, the problem is we're going to have this war again. You built it. No, we built it. No, you couldn't have done it without us. No, you didn't help us at all. You gave us regulations. And that's going to go back and forth. Okay? Ready? Okay, you got to love me. They're both wrong. I know. Don't get butts. Hold on. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14. Everything comes from you, God. Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's that God part about it. I know. But here's the thing. The thing is, everybody seems to think it's okay to say, well, the government did it or the people did it. You have nothing that God did not allow you to have, period. Our real source and our real resource is and always will be the Lord. 1 Corinthians 4:7. For who makes you different from anyone else? And what do you have that you did not receive? If you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? The ability for you to make wealth is a gift from God. I'm not arguing that it's that you didn't put sweat and blood into it. I'm not arguing that you didn't pour your tears and your heart into it. I'm not arguing that at all. I'm talking about the original source that gives people the ability to do anything and, quite frankly, gives any government the ability to do anything. And it always comes back to nothing is happening without God. And you think, well, that's a little, you know, lofty, Dave. Oh, okay. Acts 17:25. He is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. The heartbeat comes from God. Now, whether it's a project that's done by private individuals or by public grouping or by this or by that, every good and perfect gift is from above. I don't care what anybody says. God gets the honor first, because without him, there is nada. You know what nada is? It's not a light chicken gravy like in the Three Amigos. It's nothing. And so you got people on the left going, you didn't build this. People on the right going, you didn't help us. Hey, the answer is 1 Chronicles 29:16. O Lord our God, all this comes from your hand. And you can people can argue up and down. It's like, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is being conservative and being more in the direction of recognizing that God gives us talents to use. I get it. It just irritates me that there's just not enough people coming out and saying, okay, well, first of all, let's go to the source, and the source of all things is the grace of God. So let's just start there. And once you give God the glory because he's supposed to get the glory and no flesh can glory before his presence, then nobody else has a lot of room for bragging, whether they're individuals, corporations, governments, or whatever. All I'm saying is the grace of God enables us to do all that we can do. It is our sinfulness that makes that stuff bad, not God. But he gives us that grace to allow us to breathe so that we can accomplish stuff. Having said all that, I think that the Democratic representatives, from a political point of view, are nuts. They're wackadoodles, and I don't think they should be shipped off into an island. I simply think they should be sent to the moon. It's easier, because then I don't have to hear it. But I don't like the arrogance and pride that comes behind that, recognizing the government often gets in the way because people often get in the way of what people want and do. The credit should go first and foremost to God. To argue that means that you are more political than spiritual, because your breath that you're going to take 1 minute from now is a gift right now. That's a gift from God. Okay? All right. I think we're going to get to Bible Baloney Beatdown. Incredible. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia. This segment brought to you by our good friend Jamie Blumenthal. Money, money, Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. I like that every time he comes in, we've had seven interviews, we're going to do another one, and then we can just you kind of like talk to one another. It's a conversation, and you find out so much about finances. I mean, I got home and my wife and I spent 15 minutes talking about the interview and some of the things that Jamie said. It's because he knows his material. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's his website, RetireTheRightWay.com, as opposed to Wrong Way Feldman. Plan right, retire right, retire the right way. 800-287-1667. That's 800-287-1667. They are the owners of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. So you make a strategy for retirement, and then you implement the solutions that will get you out of the mess that you may be in. And you know what? If you meet with him, doesn't cost anything. And if you're everything's perfect, yeah, he'll tell you, hey, you're all set. That's what you want. You know, but they are, somebody asked me, they are on board with safe money. And I like safe money. I like safe money. That's a good way to do things. That's just my take. Okie dokie. I didn't think we were going to get a chance to do this. I do want to apologize to everybody in the entire audience and all the people that I work with and all our sponsors and everything that I am from time to time exceedingly arrogant. If you have not yet figured that out, 'tis true. But I know I'm working on it. I'm just 41 years in process. It takes a while, right? Just like me trying to lose weight. It's going to take a long, I got a brownie sitting in my house. Long time. Okay, Bible Baloney Beatdown.
Hello.
Hello.
It's now time for David Spoon's Bible Baloney Beatdown. Bible Baloney Beatdown.
Unlock your brains out if you had any.
We haven't played that in ages, huh? I love that. All right, so you're sitting there thinking, what is that? So every once in a while you come across something, and this is from the past, but I came across it and I just really wanted to talk about it. There are statements and sayings and things that take place all the time which have nothing to do with scripture. They're not accurate, or they're misquotes. And I like to just kind of, you know, that's not what it says. Let's get it straight, and so on and so forth. So today's Bible Baloney Beatdown is the saying, ready? The saying, tell me if you ever heard the saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You ever heard that expression? A very well-known expression. Samuel Johnson said something close to that when he was following in somebody else's footsteps. In fact, Boswell's Life of Johnson, in an entry marked April 16th, 1775, Boswell quotes Johnson on saying, hell is paved with good intentions. So there was no the road. It was just hell is paved with good intentions. There is a footnote added by Malone that this was actually quoted from 1651. Nobody is absolutely positive, but they have a general idea. John Ray in 1670 cited this as a proverb. Hell is paved with good intentions. It is possible that St. Bernard of Clairvaux said this in 1100, but nobody knows. Here's what you got to know about the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Not in the Bible. Okay? I mean, it just sounds spiritual, right? But not. And don't let this be a bondage to you. So that's the things that I kind of look at and think, I don't like that. If it's enough that we're trying to walk in the truth, you don't need to add something that's not actually true. And then those kind of things are like, cleanliness is next to godliness. Okay, well, no, that's not in the Bible, right? Money is the root of all evil. No, that's not in the Bible. It's the love of money, not money. Okay? So, I mean, these are the kind of things, you know, God helps those who help themselves, hence ruining the entire concept of salvation. Just throw it out the door. 1 Chronicles 29:17, I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things I have given willingly to you and with honest intent. This, you just take a passage. Here's the king telling God, you know, Lord, I'm trying to get it right. I know you're testing me, but my intent here is true. Now, that is substantially different than when people say, oh, I know I'm a good person after they just, you know, stole stuff. I mean, that's, we're not talking about people that are just hypocritical. We're talking about a genuine, sincere, honest intent. It's important for us to grasp that our inward desire and design do matter to God. I mean, it does matter. 1 Chronicles 28:9, and you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. So it's important that we grasp that God is examining, God knows what's going on, and to God it matters. Now, that does not permit us to do wrong in order to accomplish good. We've already discussed that. That's another, you know, scripturally ridiculous concept. Romans chapter 3, verses 3 through 8, make that clear. The idea is that our intent, this can be good, our truest and purest intent, and this can be bad for those people that are doing secret bargains with God. They're known to the Lord. He knows whether you have a real desire to do this or you're just trying to up yourself. Okay, whatever our real intentions are, they matter. And when you tell the Lord, oh, Lord, I just want to do this because I want to be pleasing to you. But deep in your heart, you're like, and I want an extra $5,000 in the bank account so I don't have to freak out every 3 seconds because I think rent's going to be due and I don't have any money. He knows that unspoken part. Okay, that part right there. But he also knows if it's genuine when you say, I'm really just trying to follow you. And let me add something in here. People are going to, gotta love me. For those people that are struggling with certain sins, the besetting sin in your life that kind of sets you aside, you know, God knows in the depth of your heart, you know, where you're at and that you just want to break free. And so he's not unaware. I've talked to people that have been set free from sin instantly actualizing their real position in Christ. And I've talked to people that it took them 30 years to get there. My response is simple. Would you rather that person not have tried for 30 years and just gave up? I mean, it's like, no, you want people to do it right before the Lord. And one preacher said, I don't know if this is accurate, but I don't disregard it too quickly. That is, you know, some people get into their sin, takes them 20 years, and if the Lord doesn't give you deliverance, it could take 20 years getting out, depending on what it requires for you. That deliverance is there, that freedom is there, that healing is there, but not everybody can go through the same process the same way. Salvation is through Jesus Christ alone. But the realization of all that's with salvation is often different per person. I got it. I've been really blessed in some of the things that I've gone through that God has just went, that's it, you're done. I know a lot of people who've not been able to do that. I consider myself blessed because of that, fortunate in a very real sense. But I think that those people, their struggle is genuine and real. And I think intent does matter. And I think God does care. And I think if you're real with God, it's important because you become more real with yourself and God. I've told you before, and I'll close with this. My most honest prayer is still my best prayer ever. When I told the Lord, I like doing this thing that's wrong, and I can't undo it unless he helps me. And then you know what he did? He helped me. That honesty and earnestness and sincere intent, I believe that's what brought me to where I was trying to get to. I just think that's a good thing for all of us. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.